The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger, and you can get started now by saving when you join today. We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need, and you can work out your way on your time at any convenient location near you. Most open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save. Just $1 down, $15 a month. See Home Club for details.
Hey everybody, welcome to Three Fat Truckers, episode 87, released on the 2nd of February, 2025. Get a hold of us. We're on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, what else, Dave? We're everywhere.
X.
Yeah, Instagram. Did I say that already? I don't know. Yeah. You can email the show, show@3ftpodcast.org. You can comment directly on the website. And we did actually have somebody do that after the last episode. I kind of half-assed complained that nobody ever does that. And then friend of the show.
It's our buddy from Australia. Threw something out there and said, see, I still listen. Here's your text message.
And then I got to looking that, well, that was a complete falsity on my part because a couple of people over the last couple of years have commented directly on the website. It's not a common thing, but it has happened.
That's because truck drivers don't text. We email. We've been trying to tell you that for years, and you won't let it sink in.
Truck drivers don't email either, I dare tell you. Some of them don't even remember what their email address was, or God love them, their password. Anyway, yeah, but if to get a hold of us quickest and to get a more expedient reply, the Facebook is probably the best option. Join our Facebook group.
Throw us a message.
The Three Fat Truckers group. Anyway, we're your hosts. I'm Bill.
And this is your buddy Dave here.
Yeah, it's just the two of us as hosts. We are actually recording. Everything's going to line up time-wise for you, but for us, it's a week late. This is a redo of an episode that we tried to record last weekend, but I got broke down in Kentucky on my way to Texas, so I couldn't get back in time.
What do you mean? Truck drivers break down and they can't get back and do their jobs right? Come on.
You wouldn't believe it. I get a new truck because I'm tired of my old one breaking down, and then the new one breaks down three times more than the old one did. Wow. I feel like the universe is trying to tell me something.
And did you get paid and that truck make money while you were broke down?
Well, I made money. That truck didn't make jack shit.
Well, maybe there's somebody we can get a hold of that would help us in that.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Watch this space. More on that in a minute. As Dave alluded to, we are joined by a special guest, friend of the show, Kelsey Eckert with Eckert & Associates. Welcome to Three Fat Truckers, Kelsey, once again.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it. Thank you, Dave. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, it's good to have you. For those that are not aware, you've been under a rock or you just haven't watched as many Three Fat Trucker episodes as you should have. Kelsey Eckert is, well, she's a lawyer, but she's a particular type of lawyer. Why don't you tell us all about that, Kelsey?
Yeah, I'm a lawyer for the good guys.
Okay. I'll try to swallow that one piece at a time.
Oh, so
I was gonna go lawyer, good guy. There's kind of, that's an oxymoron, isn't it?
By good, you mean good guys or good fellas? Because that's
that's right. So we have a firm that represents truckers, small owner operator type businesses, small fleets to medium fleets, and we have a niche, just a narrow little niche in the insurance accident kind of market. So we don't do much in the way of what a lot of other lawyers do, whether it's contract law or personal injury, these kind of things. What we do is, well, I'll give you an example. All right. So Dave is driving down the road in his car on the highway, and he hits Bill in Bill's truck. Okay.
You're a dead man.
Bill was just down. Anyway.
Toad again.
So Dave has State Farm insurance, let's say. You know, good quality insurance. And
if you say so.
Yeah. Hey, I'm from Bloomington, Illinois. I believe in State Farm. Yeah. Anyway, I speak that language. So anyway, so Dave admits fault. He said, I was at fault. Sorry. I hit your truck. It's my fault. And here's my insurance policy. So Bill goes and files a claim with Dave's State Farm policy. State Farm says, yeah, we'll fix your truck. We'll fix all the bumps and bruises on that. Bill says, yeah, but I was down for a month, or I don't know, even longer, 2 months while I was waiting on parts and all kinds of things. What about my downtime? What about my lost profits during my lost income during this time?
So what you're telling me is that my bills didn't stop for those 2 months while I was down.
You know, he's got a lot of expenses, Bill.
He does.
Yeah, we're not worried about your expenses right now. We're talking about mine. So,
yeah. So, dear old Bill, State Farm just agrees to fix his truck and doesn't agree to pay anything for his downtime, the lost income. And so, frustrated, Bill comes to our firm and we take his case and we go beat up on State Farm for a little while and find him some downtime money, because Bill has a right to that lost income in almost every state in the United States. So that's what we do. It's a niche within a niche, and we just help truck drivers after accidents, whether it's on the property damage, the repairs, getting the money for that, or getting the money for the downtime, the diminished value, out-of-pocket expenses, towing expenses, all those things that add up and that can actually financially break a trucker. I mean,
well, you say it's a little niche, but that's actually a pretty big niche to the owner operator of the small fleet guy, because if you're not out there, you know, the old saying, if the wheels aren't turning, you aren't earning.
Yeah, so exactly.
If I got to sit there for 2 weeks to get my truck fixed and wait on parts and stuff, that's very important, even though most of us would like to vacation, but our wives want us to be out there earning money.
Yeah, and that's what a lot of the insurance companies say. Oh, you probably just took a vacation while your truck was down.
No, there's a million other things you have to do. So.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, no, it's a tight industry right now between, you know, income and expenses. There's such a narrow profit that having a couple extra weeks down can just break a business. It really can. So anyway, so it really pleases me to be able to help truck drivers in this area, because it doesn't seem like they have anyone. And so we can come in and you know, almost in many instances, like Aflac, you know, where, you know, they might have some insurance, but they don't have this kind of insurance sometimes. And so we can kind of fill in the gaps on that.
So you're basically like a gap insurance too.
Yeah, kind of like that, except the lawyer. Yeah.
Right. You're the one that makes them get the gap insurance. Right. So,
well, sorry, Dave, but you're the enemy in my scenario here. So anyway,
I know. I'm trying to butter you up so it ain't so costly. Come on. Work with me here.
Bill's my friend. He's my client.
Yeah, I'm the one keeping my mouth shut. That way, let my lawyer do the work.
That's a first.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do. Absolutely. So, no, we would go, Dave, we would go after your liability coverage. But if let's say you were an uninsured motorist, mm-hmm. didn't have any insurance, then Bill might be potentially stuck filing a claim with his own insurance company. And most truckers' insurance policies have either zero or very little downtime coverage. So in that way, we can help fill in the gaps on that when a person has to file with their own insurance company.
I have to admit, prior to meeting you, I guess it's been, what, 2.5 years, going on 3 years ago now, since the...
Probably,
Prior to that, I really didn't know that this was a reality, the possibility of being able to force insurance companies to pay for downtime. That's just been part of the sad song of truck driving for a lot of years, that when you're not rolling, you just don't make money. And that's just part of the tragedy. That's just part of the story.
Well, you were an owner-upper for a short while.
I was.
And I mean, several years, so.
And that's why you never really get any time off as an owner-operator, because when you're not running, you're doing whatever that truck needs done with it so that you don't have downtime.
That's right.
So,
I mean, there's nothing better than dealing with the government regulations, all the paperwork, the fuel mileages, the taxes, the permit, everything.
It sure is better letting somebody else do that, I'll tell you.
And being an owner-operator, one thing I learned, when you fill out all that paperwork and everything, I could be Dave Hart Incorporated doing it with my one truck, and it's the exact same paperwork that J.B. Hunt does with its 10,000 trucks. The only thing different is where it says the amount of trucks, I put one, they put 10,000. Paperwork's still the same, big fleet, little fleet. I still have to do what they have to do.
Yeah, and they've got one person that fills that out.
Yes.
And they've got another person that does all the insurance and all the other things. You have to do it all.
All of it. So
yeah. Good thing you're so stubborn.
Nah, I know it.
Got him there. Yeah.
Well, I have to admit, Casey has a distinct voice. And like I said, we met her at the Matt show 2 years ago, first time we were down there. And then we've seen her at a couple other shows we've been to, the Expedite show.
Expedite Expo, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've run into each other. So I'm driving down across I was in Orange, Texas, if I remember. And I'm going through the radio, and I'm listening to my XM radio. And I hear her voice on the radio, and I just start laughing. So immediately, I have to call the radio station. I can't let this go.
He's known for doing that anyway.
He called to harass me. I know.
And he got through.
I know. That was even better yet. So.
That's the miracle of modern media, is that the people that do these podcasts and do these shows on XM and the podcast and whatnot, you know, it's a more approachable sort of medium, I think. You have better access to the people that do these things. And,
oh, by the way, Bill, you don't know this, but they opened up 5 new seats in the White House press room, and they got 10,000 applications. One of them was ours.
You ready for a career change, Dave?
I put in an application. I'm like, give it a shot.
Awesome.
I'll probably never get it, but I'll go sit in the White House.
Be about as qualified as the rest of them he's put in there.
Well, they should have never told me. Yeah, go to whitehouse.gov and sign up. And I'm like, okay.
You don't have enough stuff in your background to.
It don't matter. It's still it's just like she does. It's a niche they don't have there. There's nobody there from a trucking company talking to these people.
Right.
There's nobody there telling. I did a big interview.
You would be on TV every day. The liberals would just be crawling away. The space you would occupy is just to divert attention away from everything else going on, because what did Dave say now?
Right.
Well, we were out at Iowa 80 this year for their trucker jamboree, and it was their 60th anniversary. They had a big birthday party and stuff, and a group that deals with trucking at Congress wanted to do a big interview, and so I did a big video, audio, a big interview.
Little impromptu thing.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. And they had a film crew there, and I had our golf cart out there with all the stickers all over it, and they had to get me driving up, and it was pretty funny. I'm like, well, if anybody in Congress sees this, they're going to run.
I love it.
So they're gonna send the black SUVs over.
Yeah, the helicopters will be circling the house.
Yeah. So
they're gonna figure out a way to deport you to wherever it is you came from.
You realize we sat here and talked about the Matt show and didn't promote us, and you realize it's less than what, 2 months away?
It's coming up. I love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
It's a lot less than 2 months away. It's like a month and a half away, a little bit more. Mm-hmm. Yes, and of course, we are talking about the 2025 Mid-America Trucking Show at the Expo Center in Louisville, Kentucky, March 27th, 28th to 29th. We will be at booth number...
Dave! 380-54
38054.
Yeah. 38054. Yes.
Okay.
I've sat here as we've talked, and since I know you're going to be at booth 38703.
Wow.
I went ahead and looked them up, and no, she's on the west side of the building by the doors, and we're on the east side of the building by the doors. Mm. So we're just a tad above you, all the way over to the far. To the end, and you're at the other end. So I know right where you're at. So.
But in the next aisle, basically.
No, the aisles go east and west.
Okay.
So maybe 7 aisles.
I'd leave it to you.
7 aisles over. So
I leave it to you, dear listener, to just suss all that out and figure it out.
Just come to the south building. That's where all the cool kids are.
Yeah, there you go. Well, that's where everything is this year, isn't it?
No, not everything. They just moved a lot of them.
The vast majority of
them. Yeah, they had a lot of dead space there. They never really used all that space.
That's true.
And now they're put us all in there since the West Wind getting redone. I think they're just redoing it. They were going to tear it down, but I think now they're just redoing it. So it'll be fun.
Yeah,
we're going to get one of those giant load one bags this year that you could carry a body around in.
Yes. I still got one of those.
Do you got one? That's right. You did get one.
I talked to him and I said, I don't care what you do. Save me one of them body bags.
All right, if I see one, I'll bring you one.
Oh, it'll be great.
You could put your daughter in it and carry her bill.
I remember when I first started seeing people lugging those around, I thought, my God, that's... If I had that on, my leg would be soaked in sweat right there on that side the whole day long. I'd have to get rid of that.
It kind of made us feel bad with our little dinky bags we were passing out for everybody to throw their garbage away in the truck. You know,
our realistically sized bags that we were handing out.
I like your bags.
Yeah. Oh, well, sure. Thanks, Kelsey. Everybody, you say the nicest
bag. I know. I get
you
it.
You say the nicest things, Kelsey. Gosh, I'm glad my wife didn't hear that.
The old bag, just shut up and talk.
All right. So
anyway, so we're near the driver recruitment pavilion. So where all the folks the drivers are going to be recruited right near there. And we'll track you down as well because want to be on the show.
You will.
Well, we come to the conclusion this year instead of doing interviews from a.m. to p.m. we thought of maybe cutting it down to half a day and actually go see the show and go out and do interviews talking to people that we never get to see. We don't get out and move around. So
last year, for example, I did not.
Yeah.
I don't know if the other guys did Bill, much, but I was Bill in didn't. The booth the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And Good idea. I make a lot of good contacts just wandering.
Yeah.
Wandering the streets.
and the best thing about our name, as soon as you see it, you laugh. Everybody sees it.
Yeah.
Laughs.
Well, you're going to need some really good shirt or something.
Oh, I got some good ones. Yes.
Yeah. We got whole new digs this year. Okay. I don't even know what it looks like. Dave's got it all set up in a mock-up.
We changed. We did a whole new different booth this year and trying to go a little bit more modern, high tech. You know,
LEDs.
You can only chew on a piece of gum so long. You got to get a fresh one in there.
You got to spit it out and get another one.
He gets a little dry and stale. So
I get it.
Hey, can we talk about Malia and Bill? Malia and Steve, since he ain't here.
Let's see. What can we come up with? God, I'm all about to talk about somebody behind their back.
Before we carry on much farther, do we need to squeeze the commercial in here yet?
Yeah, let's go ahead and take a break. When we get back, we're going to talk about some folks behind their back and see what we can come up with. We might even make a few things up. You never know. We'll be right back after this.
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger, and you can get started now by saving when you join today. We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need, and you can work out your way on your time at any convenient location near you, most open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save. Just $1 down, $15 a month. See Home Club for details.
Back to live action.
That was a long commercial that time, man. I can't believe we got all the way through that.
That's if you're listening on Apple, let me explain just really
be
quick.
Nice. I'm not, be nice.
No. I want to explain. Well, the reason I want to explain is because Apple Podcast does not allow the third party dynamically inserted ads. Everybody else does. And that's really our only source of income for the show right now. But Apple Podcast, so you're going to hear, we'll be right back after this, and then you're going to hear nothing for a few seconds, and then it comes back, and you're going to be like, what was that all about?
Well, that's okay. What else did you forget to do? Or you do it now off screen, but normally I put up an icon or something on the screen so the YouTube people can at least see something besides us just sitting here looking stupid.
Yeah. Well, no, the YouTube people are getting the icon. It's just us not seeing it. So everybody else in the world sees it, and it is what it is. We're not you. Dave wants to be a YouTuber, and I've been waiting on him to figure all that out. And he's got a full time job, though.
By the way, the show this year will be recorded a little different at the Matt Show. I have Bill's going to have three cameras for the recording of doing it on this part of it, but I also have a 3 and 4 camera set up with a TV screen so people can watch it when they're walking by, and also for me to catch, because for some stupid reason, the old guy of the group is the social network queen that has to try posting this junk.
He absolutely is. He makes the TikToks and the Instagrams
I know nothing about it. I hire the 8-year-old down the street to come over.
He is full of shit. His TikToks are fantastic. I'm not going to lie. I'm not jealous, because I'm glad that he does that.
So, it's a learning curve I didn't think I would ever try doing. You know, now I'm trying to do the videos where you just show the videos and you talk through it to explain it. And so I'm learning that next. So we'll be multi-camera set up there. You'll be able to see a lot. I want shots of the aisle. I want shots of the pavilion, because it's all stuff I can use for.
Yeah, it's a purpose of his cameras will be for the purpose of creating little social bits and pieces of content that he can pull out and put into our shows.
That'll be great. That'll be great. Well, I hate to admit it, but last year during the interview at the show, I thought it was audio only. So I went the whole show not knowing that there was a video camera looking at me.
Really? Well, not only that, I was doing a little, because there was two of you. Well, no, that was at the the other show.
Yeah.
There was two of you sitting there. So I was doing a thing where I was switching. I was playing with the software that I use, and I was like zooming in on the person that was talking. Okay. And it actually worked out pretty good. So
nice. Okay. Well, I'll bring a friend.
That's what they all say.
Yeah. Sounds like it. I'll make sure I got the next day off. So, yeah. She's bringing a friend.
By the way,
we bring the booze.
Yeah, I know it. It's going to be a party in Louisville.
I don't know if we got the energy.
Since we have a lawyer on here, we had a big discussion at work this week about a law that we were trying to figure out. So I went and did very, very little research on this to find out. Mud flaps. Do you know what a mud flap is?
Of course. Yeah.
Okay.
They're the ones with the sexy girl
thing. You're right. Yeah. That's mostly what mud flaps are for.
Okay.
So I went through states to find out because they got into an argument in our shop. Somebody pulled in and needed a mud flap change.
And by somebody, he means me.
And the owner says, run it. We'll fix it tonight. You don't need a mud flap. Okay. And it's like, no, I do need a mud flap. Well, technically, the state of Indiana, you do not need a mud flap. It is not a statewide.
His argument was that we did not need one, and I had never heard that in my life, that commercial vehicles did not need mud flaps.
Yeah, I mean, what does FMCSA say in the little
green book? Well, FMA.
Conflicting.
Yes, we have conflicting, because I also went in right into the CDL testing, and page 11, paragraph, I think it's 5, it explains right in there, in your pre-trip, you have to make sure you have a mud flap. It's secured firmly and does the purpose. And each state has its own rule on mud flaps. There's 28 states that have mud flap rules. The rest of them have no rule. You don't need a mud flap. And which is funny, because I never heard this or thought about it this way before. So
what happens when you've got a federal law? Well, when you got a state, or a lack of state laws, which that lack of state laws is in conflict. Is it in conflict? Is that even the right way to describe what's going on there? Or how
which one applies? You know, if there's one of them that, it depends on the laws, but I would just say, be safe than sorry.
Yeah.
Because you're going to get some trouble from the DOT guy.
Right.
Yeah. And even if technically maybe that state doesn't have it and he dings you because of the federal, you're going to spend more money on a lawyer to get out of that than it would have cost to get 10 mud flaps.
So I went through and I wrote down the states of that require it. And the wording they use is hilarious. Each state calls it something different. Some states call it mud flaps. Some states call it anti-spray devices. Some states call it, I'm telling you.
Maybe they don't have mud. I don't know.
Well, I went in our show notes, and you'll be able to go on and see our show notes. And I wrote down the state and exactly what they call it afterwards. Some of them are stupid, you know. Wheel flaps, spray guards, fenders and mud guards, rear wheel spray guards. You know, Idaho is fenders and flaps. It's just, but then I read every one of them, and it says this is it's a misdemeanor violation. You do not need to shut the vehicle down. It needs to just be ticketed and sent to the nearest. Because I was reading the laws on all these.
Okay.
Just because I wanted to know, what's the deal here?
Well, now, here's the specific language. No, Indiana does not require mud flaps on commercial vehicles, including trailers. And other states that do not have mud flap requirements include, and it's not a long list, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, New Mexico, North Carolina, North Dakota, South Carolina, South Dakota, and West, by God, Virginia. But then there's a conflicting bit of language that says Indiana mud flap requirements state that mud flaps must extend within 10 inches of the pavement and be wide enough to cover the full width of the tire.
And that is the federal length, because I looked it up. The federal, that is exactly what the federal length. Some states say 8 inches, but most of them say 10 inches and wide enough to keep.
So,
what
that feels like to me is something that is made intentionally ambiguous to
get your money.
Yeah, to get your money. To get you hemmed up if they want to, you know.
So there's another law firm that does more of this type of work with traffic violations and things. And a couple of good guys. It's their website is roadlaw.net.
Bill, write that down.
Cha-ching.
He was going to call you a year ago on a problem that was right up this firm's alley.
Yeah, and I can't remember for the life of me what it was at this point.
Oh, I do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so these days, you know, everybody has, every doctor has their own small little body part that they work on, and every lawyer has their own legal area that they work on. So, so that firm, roadlaw.net, I believe. And then, and while I'm giving shout outs, there's another law firm called Trucker Justice Center, and they help company drivers going against their motor carriers. So if you ever need anything like that,
are you out there going to give the hammer a sign, you know, as I see his shit up and down the highway saying, oh, I've collected billions and we can't afford insurance from our small company
Exactly. Because
of him.
Yeah, no, these nuclear judgments are killing the whole trucking industry.
That's one of the questions I'm going to ask the White House when I get my seat in there, is can we make all trial or judgments against trucking companies have to go to court, not settle out of court? Make it a law that you have to have a jury trial, because insurance companies settle just because they don't want to deal with the hassle. And we had an example with us. We had a lady pull out in front of one of our drivers.
Yeah.
We hit the driver and it killed the lady. Her father and her boyfriend sued us anyways. Our insurance company just settled, so they wouldn't. It was only 50,000 or something. But then the next year, our insurance went from $80,000 to $700,000 the next year because of these stupid lawsuits. It just, I mean, we literally almost shut down our company because the insurance, they didn't know if they could find insurance.
I think we came 12 hours from shutting down.
Yes.
Having to close the gates.
If you make these companies go to court and not settle, then at least the people have a say so in it. The lady was in the wrong, every bit in the wrong, but they still don't want to do the fight.
Well, and I get that side. My concern is more on these juries, because some of these personal injury attorneys are so manipulative.
Morgan and Morgan.
I'm not going to say any names.
I will.
Really? You're going to call out a lawyer's office name air. Oh my. So Dave's email address is dave@3ftpodcast.org. And his views are his own and do not reflect those of Three Fat Truckers and 3FT Media Incorporated.
Or Kelsey. Downtimeclaims.com. Yep. No.
There. Consider your ass covered. Well, mine is.
Go ahead, Kelsey.
No, I was just going to say, my suggestion is maybe more just judges make the decisions rather than juries. These juries, a lot of times, they're just runaway juries, and they just feel so sorry, like in the example for the lady that died,
right?
You know, that let's penalize that trucking company. And that's where these nuclear multi-million dollar judgments are coming from.
But we also have to explain to the people that feel sorry for them, now you're going to pay $4 for your eggs.
I don't think they care, a lot of these juries. I mean, it's just...
I agree with you. They don't, because it is crazy out there.
Yeah, they're being manipulated, I believe. And it's not right, and it's screwing up the whole system. Everybody's got to pay more. I'm on the same side with you on that. I
like you said, I've heard a lot about the nuclear juries before and everything. And I try following up on all this stuff. There's so much out there that interfere with the trucking, the rules and the regulations and the states.
No driver is perfect. You know, they might be going 1 or 2 miles over the speed limit or whatever, or, you know, who knows? They got 5 minutes less of their down, you know, the time they were supposed to be down, or I don't know. There's always
the equipment,
something that a personal injury attorney can zero in on. And, you know, and we got to penalize this trucking company because we got to keep our roads safe out there. And it's just, you know, it's so anyway, I know Florida did some tort law reforms and that was good. And so other states are.
Is tort law probably the best way to solve this problem?
Is what law?
Tort laws to reel in some of these.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
I want everybody to go out there and do what they can to make money and find ways. But there are, like you said, what was it? The guy in Colorado got 120 years
for
coming down the mountain, lost his brakes, killed, I think, 8 people. He got 120 years in prison over the way the law was written, which is crazy. Crazy, you know.
Yeah, we just need a lot more reasonableness in this country.
Common sense.
Common sense. Yeah, exactly.
So
exactly.
I wanna go back to something you touched on a little bit ago. When somebody goes and they want to be a lawyer and that, and then you decide you want to focus in on a niche of. The niche that you cover, for example, you know, what kind of draws people, do you think, into different niches of law? Is it just, you know, what is it something you had considerable success with, or?
Yeah, you know, it's all over the place. My son just graduated from his undergrad, in construction management, and he's now thinking about law school. So, you know, he could be a construction lawyer. So it could be something that you did in your bachelor's degree. It could be something that, you know, that you just have a passion for.
So does he call you the trucker lawyer?
Yeah, well... I guess he should.
You know, construction lawyer, you're the trucker lawyer.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. No, I didn't grow up when I was a little kid. I didn't grow up wanting to be a truck driver lawyer. But my dad is a lawyer, and we grew up in the middle of corn country, in the middle of Illinois. And he represented farmers mostly. And what's interesting is farmers in so many ways are similar to owner-operators and small fleet owners because farmers are, you know, get out there and do the work with your own hands and you have heavy equipment and it's very expensive equipment and you have to rely on a little bit of, you know, God's blessings to make sure the rain falls and make sure that, you know,
a lot of luck,
just everything. So in so many ways, the folks that my dad represented most of his life are very similar to the guys and gals I represent. Mm-hmm. So
the only funny thing about the guys your dad representative, they're farmers and they could not keep a secret. You know that, don't you?
Why?
There's too many years in the field. Come on, some bad dad jokes.
Okay,
here.
Fine. All
right. Speaking of jokes, what a segue. I've got some one-liners here. Steve wanted to be here. He's our joke guy. So he texted me, and God help me if I forgot to do this. He's got some lawyer jokes.
Okay.
Strap in. It's going
to
be great.
I'm about to get hurt. My feelings hurt.
They seem pretty low-key, I guess.
Remember Sue Bill.
Yeah, you know, you leave Bill out of that. Okay, we'll just start with number one. What's the difference between an accountant and a lawyer?
I don't know.
Accountants know they're boring. What do you... Ooh, you'll like this one. What do you call a lawyer with an IQ of 50?
Trial?
Your Honor.
Nice.
Why do lawyers enjoy fishing? Because okay, I think I get it. Because the fish don't fall for their lines. Get it? Lines.
That was, I was thinking of something about, and there an old joke about a bunch of lawyers at the bottom of a lake is what went in my head. So
right. I know I'm the one telling these folks, but these are Steve's. So all complaints to Steve at 3ftpodcast.org. What do you call, I'm not going to read all these. What do you call a smiling, courteous person at a bar, at a bar association convention?
I don't know.
The caterer. Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah, that one was pretty sad. I was going to say.
All right, fine. All right, how about a podcast host joke?
Ooh. Oh,
love it.
Do tell.
So normally they bury people 6 feet down. Why do they bury podcast hosts 15 feet down?
I don't know. Go ahead.
Because deep down, they're really good guys.
Get it, Dave? Deep down because it's deeper in the ground?
Yeah. I went with the Mafia one, too. Good guys.
She was ready for us. That's awesome. God, we're going to have to use that on somebody else. I don't know who.
Problem is I'm old and you're old and we'll forget it when we hang up.
Yeah.
What was that joke she told us? I don't know. Go back and listen to the episode. Thank God we recorded it. So
he sent others, but I think we'll save them for the next time because we were doing such a good job there, you know.
Let him do it on his own.
Yeah.
God help us.
He'd have made him sound better because he's just the joker. He's the joker of the family. So anyway, we got to wrap it up for right now. Gosh, the time flew by. We could talk to you all night.
Really?
We're not going to do it, but we could.
Oh. She'd be sitting there.
Kelsey, right, go ahead. And
shut up.
Go ahead and plug all your essentials there.
Sure. Okay. If anyone needs any information on downtime claims, 1-800-DOWNTIME. Pretty easy to remember. And downtimeclaims.com. So we have probably 100 or more different articles on there touching on different things, what to do after an accident. If at the trade show, we'll definitely have some of these steps after an accident. Here's the steps. You can put this in your glove box and hopefully you never need it, but at least it's right there to do that. Again, we'll be at booth 38703 near the driver recruitment pavilion. We're also going to be at the Florida Trucking Show in 2 weeks on Valentine's Day. So I get to be all with all my favorite clients in Fort Lauderdale. And that is that Valentine's weekend. Actually, I think it's the 15th and 16th. And that's booth 448. And then,
remember, guys, bring roses. They don't want candy. They like the roses.
You know what? I have a soft spot for chocolate, I have to admit. So
yeah.
And yeah,
we have a large spot for chocolate.
We have a huge spot for chocolate.
That's why I have three fat truckers. So. And can we find you on any of the social networks?
All Facebook? The social things. Except maybe not TikTok now that went away, or I don't know.
Well, no, it's still here. It only went away for a few hours and it came back.
Oh, okay.
Huge political stunt.
But yes, it's under everything. Pretty much everything is downtime claims. And again, our website, downtimeclaims.com. And then if anyone that likes to write would like to be on our blog, we would love to welcome a blog swap. So love for folks to write for our website or our newsletter. It goes out to thousands and thousands of people. And I would love to write for other folks. So the name of the game is kind of getting the content going back and forth. And but for me, it's really on educating truckers that they have these rights because they just don't know so often. So getting the word out that truckers have a right to downtime, they don't have to be abused by the legal system or by the insurance companies. I'm happy to help them. So.
Awesome.
Bill, that's what you need. We need a blog system here.
I'm sitting here,
my mind's twisted as that. Well, I mean, we got at least 18 to 22 people. I get one of them would write you something, you know.
I was just thinking as she was describing that, you know, I do all this stuff. I do websites and gosh, cloud servers and stuff like that on the side. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. that would be something that I would be interested in.
Yeah,
personally.
Just one more thing for us to do.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm.
And by the way, Kelsey, did we tell you we are really fat truckers? We do drive truck. We're out there every day working 60 hours plus trying to do this job too and make it home on time.
That's
and
the reason we're late recording this. Wow. Yeah.
Yes. Wow. That's so. And I'm not sure, but I guess you can still fit in Washington, D.C. with all that going on.
Got to give it a try. You know, they got to have loads out there sometime. I'll haul something out there. Bill just went around D.C. a couple weeks ago on.
If you got a job in Washington, your fat ass would never talk to me again. Bill who? Three fat truckers. Never heard of them.
Well, that's what your shirt says. That's what your press pass says. Yeah, I don't believe everything you read. So,
yeah. He'd make Trump look like a Boy Scout.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah. He might. So, well, all right, folks. Yeah, like I said before, get a hold of us on the socials or email at show@3ftpodcast.org. Gosh. Oh, I forgot to mention the show notes for this episode will be linked in the show's description, as they always are when I remember, which isn't all the time. but anyway, we will be back next week, weather permitting. Until then, I've been Bill.
And this is your buddy, Dave.
And this is Kelsey.
All right, folks. We'll see you in a week.
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger, and you can get started now by saving when you join today. We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need, and you can work out your way on your time at any convenient location near you, most open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save. Just $1 down, $15 a month. See Home Club for details.